Welcome to the Master Your Health podcast. My name's Amanda Rocchio, previously Amanda Meixner. I am best known for my meal prep and nutrition content. And today I'm here with my co-host, the research junkie between the two of us, and my husband, Chris Rocchio.
Hey, hey.
Before we get into today's episode, Chris was going to read a five-star review from one of our listeners.
All right, this one comes from Jenna0422. I love the Master Your Health podcast. Amanda and Chris are so energetic and fun, and they share the most informative and interesting tips and facts about the different aspects of health. I learn a million new things every single time I tune in, and my favorite time to listen to their podcast is while walking slash running on the treadmill. I love the duo of exercising and learning at the same time. I would definitely recommend this podcast.
Thank you so much, Jenna, for leaving that review. If you guys could take a moment, leave us a review, it'd mean so much to Chris and I. Getting into today's episode, we're talking how to set up a morning routine. It's January 2020, and we know everyone's thinking, resolutions, I totally have to revamp myself. But we don't want you to do that. We want you to make small, incremental changes that can really add up to big results. And we think having the proper morning routine can really help get you there. Some things I love about a morning routine is, one, it's a really great way to start the day. You get to ensure that you have some time for yourself because, you know, things come up later, you have meetings, you have bosses, all of that. And this is a really good way to ensure that you have a little bit of time for yourself. Really start the day on a positive note. And also you can add in activities that helped boost your energy starting in the morning.
Yeah, I think it sets the tone for the day, like you said. And, we often wake up on the wrong side of the bed and there's always variables thrown in. We're not always jumping out of bed with the perfect amount of energy. And this kind of gives you some sort of structure. You may not get around to everything, but a few of the things that are geared towards working towards your goal. So you set up a system and that whole system is constantly pushing you towards that goal. Even though you may be falling short of it, just know that the morning routine kind of helps with that. And like I said, provide some structure. So that's why I incorporate it. That's why it's definitely part of this thing that, I mean, I don't even want to do it all the time. There's some times where I just want to go straight to the coffee, and because that's the first thing that my brain wants to wake me up if I'm having a bad morning. But I never regret actually going through the motion and being like, no, I got to do this. There's a sequence to this. And so you'll see the method behind the madness after this episode, hopefully.
So we wanted to give you guys some tips for setting up a morning routine. What are some of the tips that come to your mind, Chris, when you think about it?
Since this is something on the forefront of my mind, because it's I have to work on it a lot, is picking a time to go to sleep and wake up every day and sticking to that, kind of finding a circadian rhythm and trying to have it as synced up to the natural rhythm and cycles as possible.
So does that mean you'll go to sleep with me at the same time every night, Chris?
I can't make any promises.
No, Chris likes his alone time at night, which I totally respect. So he always goes to bed a little bit later than me, but that's okay.
As long as
you stick to whatever that schedule is for you.
And the second thing I would say is write a list of things you want to do in the morning, and or you can write out things that are blocking you from reaching your goals and doing the things that you want to do. Let's say you have a morning, you want to do a morning routine, but there are some obstacles in your morning, and you can maybe list those out, see which ones that you can mitigate, you can eliminate completely, or which ones that you just have to work around that are completely unavoidable. So that's really good. I mean, sometimes people spend way too much time on their phone, like texting, looking through Twitter and social media. And social media is just, from my experience, a really poor way to start your day. You're having everybody else's messages influence the way that you're thinking. I used to start my day off with social media and news, and then that just completely gets you off on the wrong foot. You allow other people's anxieties to infect your morning, and you can be completely thrown off. So I like to kind of ignore my phone unless I'm listening to a podcast or, you know, listening some music in the morning, and trying not to have anybody else influence that. And then also spending too much time checking work emails and other things that you can batch later on in the day.
Absolutely.
I really like batching and not constantly reacting every time someone sends me an email. And that way you get to set on your schedule and you stay there. You're not constantly reacting to other people's needs.
This was a bad habit I had when I worked at corporate because, you know, I felt like, oh, I should start my work right away. But it's like really important to take the time for you, and you'll get to work at, you know, nine, whenever, like around 9 a.m. when you start work, and then maybe check your emails. Like, it's okay. There's nothing you need to do between like 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Like, set that time up for you, not for your job or other people, really.
Well, I mean, and I will add a little bit of an exception to that rule, because most people with kids, there are things you absolutely need to do from
for
six
sure.
to nine.
But, for sure.
You know, but, you know, we're still talking from the semi-selfish mindset of not having kids and not and being able to, like, just cater to our schedules. So, you know, keep that in mind. Another thing is, I would say just try to write down at least one healthy habit you would like to accomplish before getting into the normal flow of the day. You know, I mean, just write out a list of goals that you want to accomplish. That's part of my routine, which we'll get into later. But I list out everything that I want to get done that day. You know, I'll review my short, intermediate, and long-term goals, and I write that stuff down. I'll get into that later, but that's just a really good way just to kind of get your thoughts on paper and to get it out there and make sure that you are, you know, hold yourself accountable to those things. And you don't have to do too much. And, you know, my last tip I would say is remember that something is better than nothing. You know, you don't want to overwhelm yourself and give yourself this whole regimen of things that you're not going to follow, and you're just going to collapse and, you know, set yourself up for failure. I mean, that same thing applies every time, right? I mean, with whether you're talking about meal planning or getting a set meal plan in place to reach a goal, or whether you're talking about a workout regimen. No matter what you're doing, if you set that bar too high, you might just psych yourself out. So I would say just do the one thing, make sure you're implementing that one thing, and once it's part of your routine, you can add the next thing.
Absolutely. And that's going to bring us to our next agenda for today's podcast. And that's a bunch of different things you can do in your morning routine. But remember, as we go through them, you can literally just pick one of them, or you can pick a couple. Some of our ideas, they don't have to take long. They can take 5 to 10 minutes. So you can combine a bunch of them together. But don't be afraid to start with just the 5 to 10 minute addition to your morning routine. So let's get into all the options. Write down some of your favorites, ignore the ones that don't work for you, and I really hope you like some of these ideas.
Yeah, I mean, I want to start off with, because I personally like to get my blood moving, get some movement in the morning, so I do some stretches. Some people like to go for a walk. I know Amanda likes to rebound on the trampoline. Like, she'll immediately come in and start bouncing on the trampoline first thing in the morning. But my morning is strictly is trying to kind of correct the posture problems that I have. So I do like dead hangs over the pull-up bar and some scapular retractions, as well as like stretching out my shoulder and really trying to maintain mobility in my upper body, as well as, you know, gain some mobility in my lower body, because I've never been a flexible person. So, and I just find that kind of wakes me up and gets my blood flowing, but it's not too heavy. Sometimes I'll rebound, but I'm not as consistent with as Amanda is.
That's my favorite way to start the day.
Yeah. And then also, you know, a lot of times we'll do a quick little workout for Amanda's story. And so it'll be a nice little 10, 15 minute HIIT workout to kind of get my blood movement. And I really feel really, even if I'm going to go to the gym afterwards, it really feels good to just get that going and you know, start the day off getting your blood moving.
It's crazy how easily you sweat, though, because we were doing that. The 10 minute workout the other day and you were dripping sweat. I mean, I was getting hot. I could feel a little bit of sweat, but he was already dripping. I was like, God.
Yeah, and it's like 60 degrees outside. There should
so
be no
funny.
Reason. Oh yeah. No, that's just, I mean, even when it's cold outside, I'm sweating. So
yeah. So I really like all those ideas. So when it comes to movement ideas, you said going for a walk outside, rebounding, stretching, dead hanging. I didn't really think about that. If you have a pull-up bar, doing those dead hangs.
Oh yeah. A lot of people think that the pull-up bar is strictly supposed to be working your back, but actually dead hangs can work on your posture in terms of your shoulders being rounded forward. Just YouTube scapular retractions. It's actually a very good exercise, and it's low intensity to help with your shoulder health.
Awesome. So yeah, that, or even going through a yoga flow or mobility flow if you don't have the pull-up bar. So
yeah, the salute to the sun or whatever that's called in yoga.
Salute to the sun.
but Amanda likes a lot more of, you know, kind of more of these spiritual practices in the morning to kind of set her mindset up for the day. So I don't really go through these as much, but why don't you talk about those?
Okay. Well, so one that's obviously very popular is meditation, which doesn't have to be long. It can be 5 minutes. It can be 10 minutes. I used to do this more, but I kind of replace it with more of my gratitude practice lately. So meditation is a good one. You can use apps like Headspace or Calm to really help you get in that flow if you're new to meditating. There's also free YouTube videos, which Chris likes free 99 a lot. So You can always go for that option. I think those apps do have a free version, but eventually they do try to get you to pay. So if you do like it, then you can sign up for those apps. Another thing to set your mindset right for the day would be to read a book that obviously, you know, that's uplifting to you. Not any negative books out here, but read a book, because then you're still not on your phone. You're not sucked into social media. Maybe it is a mindset book. Maybe it's something a little more educational. But I also find that to be a good option. Another option would be to listen to a podcast. I mean, hello, master your health, not to toot our own horn, but I think that's a fine way to start your day. And I love to do that. It's not like, I don't feel like I get dragged into a negative cycle like you might do on Instagram or Twitter. Or not that it even has to be negative, but you just, your time gets sucked by those platforms. So.
Absolutely.
And like, you can put on a podcast and like, you know, clean up anything from last night, because we're a little messy.
And podcasts in and of themselves, which probably going to be the next thing you're going to talk about, is it's kind of an affirmation. You get to put on something that coincides with the goal or the system that you have in place. And so it can be an affirmation in and of itself, but also daily affirmations are another positive thing you can do in the morning as well that don't have to do with listening to things. You can do it all in yourself, write in a journal, just look in a mirror and say it over and over again, whatever.
Yeah, I wanted to give some examples on the affirmation front. So it could be something you're trying to implement and change in your life, but you're not there. One thing I like to say lately is I am organized, because in some ways I'm organized, but in other ways I'm not. So I'm really trying to work on that. So I'll actually write it down. I am organized. Before we started our podcast, I actually wrote, I'm a successful podcaster with my husband. That was one of the things, and it was in the top of my mind, and it was making me like, okay, let's get this going. Mm-hmm. So obviously the action still needs to be there, but I think when you're writing it down every day, it keeps it top of mind, and it kind of like, I don't know, like if you want to accomplish that and you keep writing it down and you're doing nothing about it, it kind of makes you feel bad in that way too.
No, absolutely. And I would have to say that, you know, she was doing these affirmations about podcasting and I wasn't, and you know, we had just started the business last year. And we just have so much going constantly. There's always something to do, short, intermediate, long-term goals. There's always something to be working at. And in that current structure, without the podcast, we were stretched thin. But I think that her affirmation of making sure this happened, she forced it into the schedule.
I honestly,
I would say that without that, I do not think that it would have happened as timely as it did.
But I appreciate that. But I couldn't have done it without you. So let me just say that. Another kind of, you know, similar to an affirmation is gratitude journaling. I mean, it's a little bit different, but I think I have what's called, I think it's a 5-minute journal. Mm-hmm. I think I got it for you, Chris. I tried to have you jump on that bandwagon. But I go in phases, but lately I've been really enjoying the gratitude journal. And if you don't want to get the 5-minute journal, you can literally just think of writing down 3 things you're grateful for every day. I like to think of like 1 relationship thing, 1 business thing, and then maybe 1 more like relationship, I mean, like with Chris and I, and then 1 more friendship or just anything little that I'm happy about that day.
Or you can think of something that has nothing to do with you. You can be, you know, grateful that something happened that was good to somebody, for somebody else.
Oh,
you know,
I love
that made the world a better place.
I know. Hey, here's me being a little selfish.
Hey, I'm just riffing here. But another good thing is that I've heard from another coach that I did incorporate into my journaling whenever I do start doing it, is that is extending the gratitude journal, not just things that you're grateful for every morning, but talk about something that happened to you the day before, or if you're journaling at night, I know this is a morning routine thing, but just bear with me. But at night, you can talk about 3 ways that that other people helped you, or up to 3 ways that other people helped you in that day, and then up to 3 ways that you helped other people in that day. And if you don't have those 3, then you don't write them down. But if you have the 3, then you acknowledge it. And like you said, you know, it is a gratitude journal. So you offer your gratitude for it, but it also keeps you kind of in the mode of looking for that, for those good things and being grateful in the moment because you're journaling about it. So when it pops up in the day, you're like, oh, I'm really grateful for that. That's going in my journal later. And you kind of instantly recognize that as something to be grateful for and what you previously wouldn't have, because we're all wrapped up in our own stuff all the time. And the other good thing is it also keeps you on the mindset of doing other things that, you know, that help other people. So it kind of just, you know, we're talking about affirmations. It really is a daily practice of keeping you A, grateful, and B, selfless, and looking to do those selfless acts every day.
I really like that. And you can do that in the morning. I think you could just reflect on the previous day.
Right.
Very easily. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Will you say it one more time for me? Because I don't know, maybe I'll add it to my gratitude journal.
Just three things that you're grateful for that people did for you, mm-hmm. and three things that you did to help other people or to attempt to help other people, whether or not they took the help or not.
I'll take it. So one of my last things on a mindset tip for your morning routine is kind of, I don't know, other people look at it as a mindset tip. I don't actually do this one, but it's to make your bed every morning. Mm-hmm. And I call this a mindset tip because the people that I talk to that do have that as part of their morning routine is it's really like, wow, that's one thing I accomplished for the day. It's done. You know, my bed looks neat. I feel good about it. You know, kind of like even if I had not the greatest day, I made my bed. You mm-hmm. know, you got something done and it's something you can feel good about.
Absolutely.
So moving on to some miscellaneous items that you could add to your morning routine or, you know, some self-care ideas, Chris is going to walk through a couple more before we get to what we personally do.
Yeah, first and foremost, you want to start with a healthy breakfast. If you meal prep, you can skip the step of preparing, which is crucial. It's a huge time saver. However, if you enjoy making your breakfast fresh, that's a really good kind of routine to get into. I actually like, you know, the smell of you know, garlic in the pan in the morning and all that kind of stuff.
I do love the smell of your food in the morning. Yeah. It does always smell good.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a good ritual if you're so lucky enough to have the time in the morning to cook it yourself. I like to do like steel cut oats sometimes if I don't have time to make a breakfast, or I'll like pre-make a steak the day before and then eat that. I like steak a lot in the mornings, which I'll go into. But yeah, and I also like some cold brew coffee that I can pre-make sometimes. Most of the time I do pour over, but if you can make some cold brew, if you don't have time in the morning, there's ways that you can get around actually making everything from scratch. Another good recommendation, if you have it around you, is either a sauna or a steam room. If you missed our sauna podcast, you should definitely go back and listen to that. There's a lot of great research about all the benefits associated with that, and you'd be surprised about all the benefits and all the different mechanisms it does touch. And then I know Amanda dry brushes in the morning, so maybe you can talk about that.
Yeah, no, just one other thing you could add to your morning routine is dry brushing. It stimulates the lymphatic system. Maybe, you know, you do a face mask. So any of that stuff to add to your morning routine that makes you feel good, you feel energized and ready to attack the day with positivity. So mm-hmm. speaking of positivity, I'm going to get into my morning routine that makes me feel so positive. So first things first, I wake up and I drink filtered water from our Berkey water filter. I recommend everyone to drink water first thing in the morning because you wake up dehydrated. Don't go for that coffee first thing. Water, then go for the coffee. Then you can go for the coffee. The next thing I like to do is rebound on the trampoline for about 5 minutes because it, you know, hopping on a trampoline does take a lot of energy. So I don't need a long time on the trampoline. So I'll rebound for about 5 minutes and I'll either listen to a podcast or listen to some music. And then after that, I will do 30 minutes of either reading. Right now, Chris and I are in a course, so I'll do some studying and then drink my green tea matcha. Lately, Chris has been making me some coffee with MCT oil, so that's already taken care of for me. Thank you, Chris. Mm-hmm. And then after I read, you know, get into the flow of the day, I mean, after I read or study a little, then I will go to the gym and I'll have usually about a 1 hour workout. Usually it's strength training. Sometimes I add some HIIT, some cardio. So I get that 1 hour going, my blood flowing, and then I shower. I oil pull in the shower. So if you don't know what oil pulling is, it's when you swish about 1 tablespoon of coconut oil in your mouth for about 10 minutes and it can help, you know, keep your teeth whiter. It can help your overall gum health. So I do that in the shower to save time. So I'm not like doing, you know, trying to do something else and have coconut in my mouth for 10 minutes. And then after I shower, that's when I dry brush. So some people like to dry brush before the shower. I think a lot of people do actually. But for me, I just got home from the gym. I'm a little sweaty, not as sweaty as Chris, but it feels much better to shower and then dry brush. And I just really enjoy that every morning. I know it keeps my skin softer. It's really helped clear up some of my acne. And you know, it helps you feel a little more energized because the way you dry brush properly can help stimulate this lymphatic system. And then after that, I end my morning routine with the daily gratitude, which we talked about a little bit earlier. and I write my to-do list if I haven't written my to-do list the night before, or I add to what I've written the night before. And that's about it. And that's what makes me feel good. And I'm not saying that I hit all of that every morning, but as much as I can, as much as I can, I try to get most of that in.
And you also left out your meditation. You do meditate.
I do meditate, but lately I've been replacing my meditation with my gratitude practice. So That's kind of what I'm doing instead, because, you know, we do have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, and then your meditation is quite different than mine. Like, you can actually get and sit in silence and things like that. And I find myself failing at that, you know, trying to get that perfect Eastern philosophy idea of meditation, which is getting between the thoughts and all that kind of stuff, which is like, I mean, you got to be fully enlightened for that. I mean, I get discouraged trying to sit in silence. So really, I use my meditation as an affirmation. It's kind of just going, cycling through my goals, cycling through my weaknesses and things like that. Like, what's going to hinder me from that goal and all these other things. And so kind of just getting my mind right, you know, going back to my first podcast when you asked what my number one thing, the primary thing is, and it's getting your mind right. And so, so basically just sorting out my thoughts, you know, and basically using it as my own self therapy session, and just getting just your own time to not think about anything else except for yourself, your goals, and what you're working on. Moving on, I'll pick up my morning routine since we're talking about that. First things first, I will start, and I know this is probably not the best way, but I start my day off with let's just say hype music.
And so, are you talking some Redman?
Yeah, I listen to Redman, you know, most of the time. It starts off with some Redman.
Let's drop some Redman in right here.
Yeah, there'll be a little bit in that. And then if you haven't listened, I mean, you're absolutely missing out. And then I just like to get hype a little bit, and it kind of, it gets me in a good mood. Most people think that it's not a good way because, you know, it's loud, energetic music when you should be cool, calm, collected, and, you know, I don't believe
music
in that.
Music is in the ears of the beholder, right?
Right.
So do listen to music that makes you feel good, not what you think what you should be listening to.
Yeah, and I actually have a really poor sleep quality. I have a Oura Ring, and it tracks sleep quality, and my deep sleep and REM sleep is always below optimal levels, and I probably get I have sleep apnea or something like that. There's something going on. So that kind of helps me. That and coffee are the things that kind of like push me over that, because I'm always starting off my day in a deficit. No matter if I go to bed at 10, get a full, you know, 9 hours of sleep. And no, sometimes I'm always, always on a deficit. So that definitely helps me. Anyway, moving on. Same thing with Amanda. I have a lemon water. I'll probably have like 20 ounces of water squeezed with some fresh lemon. I start boiling my water for coffee, and then whenever the water is boiling, that's when I do my stretching from the pull-up bar, which I told you about, the scap retractions and the dead hangs. I also do a hollow body hold to kind of wake up the core a little bit as well, and maybe some knee raises. They're called gar hammer raises. You can look those up. But I really like that. Kind of, you know, it's a early morning workout, get the blood moving. And then I do the pour over coffee more often than not. And so I just really like that method. I don't really like to use the plastic, brewing pots, because they run, you know, boiling hot water through plastic machinery. I just try to reduce that. So I really like the glass. I guess they're Chemex things, or there's other brands or whatever. But I really like the pour overs.
Well, and you also like to grind your coffee fresh.
Oh, yeah, I do. I start with, you know, a hand grind. It's not even an electric grind. I hand grind it with like this little clay grinder. And I don't know, I just, for some reason, the routine is peaceful to me.
No, it seems like it's kind of like your little meditation. I think of it as that.
Yeah,
like,
I do.
I'm also I should leave Chris alone. He's grinding his coffee. He's listening to his podcast.
There is an actual thing called morning mode. And it's what I'm in, and when I don't want to be bothered.
No, I literally ask him that. I'm like, do you want to?
She'll be trying to start conversations, or like she'll, you know, be listening to a podcast in the other room, and then come in here and be like, oh, I have this great idea. This guy had this thing. And then I'll just be quiet and just be like, oh, that's great. And she'll know that my response is not very, let's just say, wordy. And then she'll be like, you're in morning mode, aren't you? I'm like, yeah, yeah. And she's like, okay, I'll leave you alone. So like, that's kind of my time, is like, I'm grinding the coffee. I'm doing the thing that I was talking about before, kind of like my silent meditation. Anyway, and so Then I come back in. That's when I start. I do the pour over, and then I start making my breakfast. And I personally like to, more often than not, my breakfast will consist of like red meat and nuts. You know, I'll have like a sirloin steak, sometimes some ground beef, and you know, some nuts, and that gives you that dopamine and choline for the day, which choline being the precursor to acetylcholine, which is really important neurotransmitter. And so, and I might throw in some blueberries as well, just to like, you know, get a little bit of sugar, get some energy for my workout or whatever. But it kind of depends what my goal is. If I'm trying to gain muscle, I'll do a little bit more carbs in the morning. If I'm just trying to maintain, then it's just normally meat, nuts, a couple berries.
So basically like protein and healthy fats.
Right.
Just right before your workout.
Yeah. And then like I'll spike my insulin directly after my workout, but I just find that I'm a lot more, I don't know, my drive is much heavier. I'm not as lethargic in my workout if I don't spike my insulin before. That's just me. And then that's when I go and I write down my daily tasks while I'm eating. So I'll eat my breakfast and just start thinking about, you know, the goals that I need to do, you know, like I said, short and long term, and just writing down what needs to be done today, what I can possibly get done if I'm a little ambitious, and like I said, a nice review of my goals. And then I shower in gym. I always shower before the gym.
And that always is so weird to me. I never get that, but I think he also does it to wake himself up a little bit more. But I never shower before the gym.
Well, no. I mean, here's the thing is that like when you sweat as much as me, then then like you don't want to go into the gym with a dirty sweat. You ever feel like that where like you have last night's kind of just residue on you?
And
you
I don't feel that way.
I don't know. Like,
but I'm sure people at the gym appreciate you.
It feels like, but even if I put deodorant on and everything's fine, there's no body odor coming off of me. I just feel like the sweat is dirty.
Which doesn't make any sense because you also shower after the gym.
And I'm at Gold's Gym, which is probably one of the dirtiest gyms ever. I love it. I love how gritty it is, but nonetheless, it's dirty. And so I really don't, this is one particular Gold's Gym, not all Gold's Gym, just to be clear. But yeah, I have to shower, and I shower before and after. I don't know. I just think that it's part of etiquette, but I also just feel better.
I think it's a little unorthodox, but I appreciate the honesty here on this podcast.
But yeah. And so, and then from that point on, it's just work.
It's just work. I like it. No, I like your morning routine, and I don't know. I don't know why I enjoy watching you grind coffee, but it's probably because you make coffee for me a lot, and I'm like, oh, he's making me some coffee.
But it smells good. That's another good thing. It's fresh ground coffee.
That's true. That's true. So obviously, that was Chris's routine and my routine, and so I wanted to give you two other examples just so you can see how other, you know, successful health people put together a routine in the morning. And I wanted to start off with my good friend Tyler Jane, aka Functional Foods on Instagram. So here's what his day in the morning looks like. So he does the same thing as us and drinks, you know, a large glass of filtered water. And then he actually uses red light therapy, which is really good for starting your day off. Really helps to optimize your circadian rhythm. He uses a company called Juve. So he has a little, I don't know how big it is. It's about like the size of it fits in the size of his hand. It's not, some people have the full panels. Mm-hmm. So that's how he likes to start his day off. And then he does 5 minutes of journaling affirmations, what he likes to accomplish for the day. And then he does a little bit of free flow journaling. He really enjoys that. Then he does the same thing I do, but he does it as he walks to the gym. He does coconut oil pulling. So again, swishing 1 tablespoon of coconut oil in his mouth as he walks to the gym, and I'm assuming he spits it out in the trash as he gets there. He works out, and he usually does either resistance training, swimming, or hot yoga. He really loves hot yoga. I don't do as much hot yoga as he does. And then finally, after he's done with his workout, he showers, and he has he likes to do a dry brush dance party like me too. So we have a lot of similarities, but you can see it's a little bit different in how he sets it up. And it's cool that his gym is in walking distance, so he, you know, gets out in the sun too early in the morning. So yeah, I like that routine. Well, I respect his routine.
Absolutely. And I was going to go through Tim Ferriss's morning routine because I've been listening to him for a while, read a couple of his books, and I just really like the systems he has in place for, you know, whenever he sets a goal and he wants to improve. So he makes his bed. Oh yeah, I forgot about that. So yeah, that's part of my routine as well. But I get up before Amanda, and so I actually have to wait until part of my routine to like to actually
make the bed.
She gets out of bed, and then I go in there and make the bed. But that's definitely one of them. Anyway, so first he makes his bed. Second, he meditates for 20 minutes. Third, drinks tea and water, and he says he takes a flat teaspoon of each of black tea, green tea, turmeric, and ginger shavings, adds hot water and lets it steep for 1 to 2 minutes. Then in his mug, he'll add 1 to 2 tablespoons of coconut oil or MCT oil for a dose of medium chain triglycerides.
I really want to try that. That sounds really good. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. And fourth, he writes a 5 to 10 minute journal entry. And when he's writing, he writes what he's grateful for, and he considers 4 categories. An old relationship that's helped him out, an opportunity he had that day, something great that happened yesterday, and something simple that is near him or within sight.
That's a very cool way to set up the gratitude practice too.
Yeah, I like that. I've never, before we looked into this, I never considered that as part of it. So.
No, really cool.
Yeah. And then fifth, he has a small breakfast. And lastly, he exercises for 20 to 90 minutes.
I can see that full range in there. So you can really customize it to what you have going on that day, 20 to 90 minutes. So again, remember, do something.
Yeah. So, I mean, there you go.
So insightful right there.
I know. Amanda really dropping that profundity. But anyway, but I really think that, you mean, you hear from three of the most high functioning, capable and successful people that I know. I mean, Amanda, Tyler, Tim Ferriss, these people are on point as far as in my eyes. And as you can see, there is some crossover with some of their routines that they do. You know, there's a common denominator, I should say. And so it's just show that most of these things can and will help you if you can fit them into your morning routine.
So we're really curious to hear what your morning routines look like now, how you might change them based on this podcast. What are some of your biggest takeaways? So please share that out with us when you share this podcast. Let us know what you're adding, what you're subtracting. And, you know, let us know in the future if there's what other podcasts you would like to see, because we are really just trying to help you set up your life the way you want it, make you feel good, and help you reach your goals even faster.
Absolutely.
So we'll catch you on the next episode. Thank you so much for listening today, and we're ready to start January 2020 strong.
Yeah.
Catch you later.